Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel confident I speak for Jeremy and Khan as well when I say thank you for your support through the STEP program. And since this is a new experience for all of us this morning, I think it's fair to give you a quick preview of what to expect. First thing that's going to happen is I have a confession that I need to make. Second, we're going to look at something Jesus said. Third, we're going to have a quick study in Greek. Fourth, a very brief history lesson. And then lastly, we're going to take all of this, we're going to tie it together, and you're going to leave here encouraged and inspired. Now, I realize that sounds like a lot, but I promise this will be quick and painless, and it should not be a problem to have you out of here probably, I'm thinking, midway through the second quarter of the Super Bowl. So I have a confession to make this morning. When I was a kid, there were foods that I did not like to eat. Liver, stewed tomatoes, some kind of weird jello salad that had olives in it or something. I don't know what it was. It was gross. Now, my parents had several different ways of managing my picky eating, but one particular instance stands out. And this is what they told me. I had some nasty food in front of me, and they said, pretend that it tastes like macaroni and cheese. If you can convince yourself and believe hard enough that it tastes like macaroni and cheese, it will. Now, I know that sounds like kind of a ridiculous statement, but I don't share it to make fun of my parents, because there is some truth to it. After all, our thoughts can control things in the physical world. We can think ourselves sick, we can think ourselves well. Ultimately, that's what prayer is, right? It's simply intentional thought. So there is truth to that. However, that type of liver into macaroni and cheese kind of thinking does come with some problems. Mainly, I could never make it happen. And so you know what I did? I stopped trying. I gave up. Now, how many of you have ever been in a similar place? Maybe something hasn't gone your way. Maybe the answers you're looking for haven't come. Maybe there's been times when you're in the middle of a situation and you feel like there is no possible way this is going to turn out for the best. And maybe you feel like your faith isn't strong enough. You know, maybe the healing hasn't come. Maybe the grief or the pain, anxiety, depression, maybe they continue to return. You know, whatever that may be for us this morning, I have good news. Like always, Jesus provides us an answer. Now, this verse we're about to read is probably one of the more well-known of Jesus' teachings. However, this morning, we're going to look at it from a slightly different perspective. And my hope is that this process offers you some insight into your own faith journey. And again, that you leave here encouraged and inspired. So if you will, turn with me to Matthew 17:20. And I'm reading this out of the Pew Bible, the NIV version. The disciples have asked Jesus why they couldn't heal a demon-possessed boy, and he answers, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Now, I have another confession to make. At face value, I really don't like what I just read. Why? Well, I don't know what size my faith is compared to a mustard seed. I don't know how to tell if my faith is the size of a mustard seed. And if what I want to happen in my life, and if what I think my life needs, and the prayers and the things I'm asking for aren't happening, does that mean that my faith isn't big enough? And if it isn't big enough, what do I need to do in order to get it bigger so it is the size of a mustard seed, so that it can move the mountain from here to there? And so I'm trying to believe, and I think that I have faith, and I think that my faith is strong, but nothing is happening and nothing is changing. So therefore, am I doing something wrong? Do I need to do more? And still nothing is happening and nothing is changing. And so I give up. Now, when what we read in the Bible doesn't necessarily line up with what we experience in real life, we have a couple of choices. One would be, just ignore it. Just take that verse, tuck it away, say, that makes no sense, doesn't apply, we're going to move on. I don't recommend that. A second choice would be to take the entire Bible and just throw it away and say, this book is useless, it is not relatable to my life. Again, from personal experience, I can tell you, that's not helpful. I don't recommend that. Now, something we can do that I have found to be helpful is take a closer look at the text, to embrace it, dig a little deeper, and see if we can make sense out of it. And a couple ways to do that are, number one, look at some potential translation differences, and also to look at context, and look at the context of that scripture within the story as a whole. And I know that sounds like it might be time-consuming and it might take some work and you may be skeptical, but I promise you this process is enlightening. And if you don't believe me, we're going to do it right now so you can decide for yourself shortly. So let's get the Greek out of the way. And I'll start by saying that I am not a Greek scholar. Fortunately, there are many others who are Greek scholars and many resources available where those that are can share their knowledge with us. So let's look at the original literal Greek translation, and I found this on BibleHub.com. And he said to them, because of the little faith of you, truly for I say to you, if you have faith as a seed of mustard, you will say to the mountain, to this, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Now, really, that sounds pretty close, right? I mean, other than maybe some awkward word ordering, that really sounded close to the original scripture we read. However, did anybody notice the subtle difference? Size. When we read the Greek, the word size does not exist. Jesus says nothing about the size of the mustard seed. Now, I find this fascinating because the most common lesson we hear about this scripture involves the size of the mustard seed. And we have heard this our entire lives. The tiniest, tiniest shred of faith can produce the most amazing miracles. And you know what? That is absolutely true. The tiniest, tiniest piece of faith can produce the most amazing miracles. However, when we look at the Greek, We can see that Jesus is making a metaphor here. If you have faith as a mustard seed. See, what he just did is he took us from one single characteristic to a whole wide open world of possibilities. The door has been opened wide, where Jesus is saying, if your faith has metaphorical characteristics similar to physical characteristics of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible. So I'm not saying that the size is wrong. What I'm suggesting is that approaching faith from the soul standpoint of size is limiting and not always helpful. What I'm suggesting is that approaching faith from the soul standpoint of size brings with it a certain amount of inherent anxiety. Namely, am I doing enough or am I doing something wrong? Can you see how by simply digging just a little deeper, we have now moved from a single characteristic to a wide open world of possibility? So let's go even deeper. And let's look at what is happening in the story. Because the metaphor Jesus makes here is made for a reason. And it's made in a specific time and place for a specific purpose. So let's back up to Matthew 15, verse 29. Here we have Jesus. He's going along the Sea of Galilee. He's healing. He's teaching. He goes up a mountain and feeds the 4,000. And then we can see that he gets in a boat and he sails to the region of Magadan. According to historians, that was a region on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. There the Pharisees test Jesus, so he leaves. And the next place we hear of is Caesarea Philippi, which was a town north of the Sea of Galilee. While there, Peter gets honored for confessing Jesus as the Messiah and then chastised and called Satan for saying he won't be killed. And then Jesus and some of his disciples go up a mountain. The transfiguration occurs. They come back down the mountain. And Jesus makes the metaphor about the mustard seed. So now we can kind of see how this story is flowing. We see a larger framework and context to understand this is what Jesus is doing. Okay, he's sailing and he's climbing mountains, basically. And now that we know where Jesus was and what he was doing, what we still need to uncover is why the mustard seed is so important and what makes it relatable to his audience. To do this, we need a quick history lesson. So in the year 63 BC, the Roman general Pompey conquered the region of Judea and the Galilee. After the conquest, the Roman Senate instructed him to build ports and harbors on the Mediterranean, on the Dead Sea, and the Sea of Galilee. However, typical of upper management, they provided no money with which to do the projects. So while Pompey was fighting with the Roman Senate for his financing, his chief engineer, a man named Albinus Gaius, was left with nothing to do. Now, Albinus was a man, apparently, of many talents. In addition to being the chief engineer for the Roman army, and so in charge of building roads and bridges and ports and harbors, he was also an amateur biologist and interested in plants and animals. So Albinus, and only God knows why he decided to do this, but he started doing all these experiments with the mustard seed. And he started planting them different places, and he discovered that the mustard plant grows really well in soil with a high lime content. So he started planting these mustard seeds all over the region of the Sea of Galilee and all over the mountains around the Sea of Galilee because they were primarily of a limestone content. And something quite unintended happened. As the mustard plants grew and their roots pushed down into the rocky soil of the mountain, they pulled all the lime content out, and the rock began to get crumbly, and eventually the mountain began to break apart, and these big pieces of the mountain, all of these big boulders, began breaking off and rolling to the bottom of the mountain. Ever the opportunist, Albinus took these giant rocks, these giant boulders, relocated them to the Sea of Galilee, where they were used to build the ports and the harbors required by the Roman Senate. So the result of all of this, ultimately, the Romans quite accidentally discovered a very, very inexpensive quarrying process. We can also see that quite literally, a mustard seed has the power to break down a mountain and literally move it from here to there. Just as important, we can understand that this is a process that would have completely surrounded Jesus and his disciples their entire lives. This is something they would have been intimately familiar with. See, isn't this amazing? Simply by looking in a few different places, simply by digging just a little bit deeper, this is where our understanding can increase. And this is the point where transformation is now possible. Let's put all of this together. We've learned from the Greek that Jesus is talking about more than just the size. And we know from the text we read earlier that Jesus was in the region of the Sea of Galilee when he made his mustard seed metaphor. We know that he was sailing on the Sea of Galilee and climbing the mountains around it. That means very possibly that he actually physically passed through these ports and harbors that were built through the mustard quarrying process. It means very possibly that he was literally climbing these mountains that were covered in mustard plants. And he had just come down from a mountain when he made the metaphor and said, "Have faith as a mustard seed." For me, this is where the scriptures come alive. This is where they move from being just literal words on a page that maybe aren't that relevant to becoming deeply personal and deeply relatable and, most importantly, able to apply in my life. See, I can picture Jesus standing there, and he's pointing to this mountain they had just walked down, covered in mustard plants, and he's saying, "Be like the mustard seed." And he points to the Sea of Galilee, "Move from here to there, and nothing will be impossible for you." See, with all of this background information at hand. We can learn a lot from the mustard seed. And I think there's a couple things we should highlight. First, this process takes time. It takes time for the mustard seed to grow and break down the mountain. Sometimes the answers we're looking for don't come right away, do they? It takes time. Second, the work that is happening, the work that is happening that is breaking down the mountain, we can't see it. We can't see most of it. It is happening under the surface. It is the roots beneath the ground that are pulling nourishment from the rock, breaking it apart, breaking down the mountain. You know, many times it might look like nothing is happening, but that doesn't mean God isn't at work. Third, it takes more than one mustard seed to break down a mountain. It takes an entire community of mustard plants working together to break down a mountain. So we can't do this on our own. The obstacles in front of us, we may not be able to overcome on our own. But we have resources around us that can help. And by working together, each one doing their role as best they can, we can break down the mountain. Now, I want to repeat this because I think it is very, very crucial we understand. I am not saying that instantaneous miracles aren't possible. See, I believe that miracles have happened. I believe miracles are happening, and I believe miracles will continue to happen. What I'm suggesting is that we not limit our faith to experiencing instant miracles. Let me say it another way. Maybe instead of viewing faith as simply an intensity of belief, we may find it more helpful to view faith as a consistency of our belief. Let me say that again. Instead of viewing faith as an intensity of belief, we may find it more helpful to view faith as a consistency of our belief. It can also be said this way. I think what Jesus is telling us here could very simply be summed up, don't give up. So I think Jesus is trying to encourage us. We have all faced mountains in our lives. We will probably all have a few more mountains to face in our lives. And this is what is so cool. Jesus gets it. Jesus gets it, and Jesus understands, because he didn't get everything he asked for either, did he? No, the greatest mountain that Jesus had to face in his life, some would call it Mount Calvary, and he asked for that to get taken away, but it didn't. And he had to go through it, and he had to endure it, and he had to persevere. And guess what? He came out the other side resurrected. So maybe that's what our lives need today. Maybe, in order to become the person that God wants us to be, we're going to have to face a little bit of adversity in order to get stronger. Now, maybe some of you have already faced some of those things. Maybe some of you are in the middle of it right now. Maybe it's yet to come. Regardless, whatever those times are in your life, I want to encourage you, and Jesus is trying to encourage you. Don't give up. Like the mustard seed, have faith. Sometimes these things take time. Sometimes the healing and the answers don't come overnight. So have faith. Have faith. Like the mustard seed, the work is happening beneath the surface. Just because it looks like nothing is happening, have faith and trust in God. He is working. We just might not be able to see it right now. And have faith. Use the resources around you. We might not be able to do this on our own, but together, this community can work together and break down any mountain. Remember, I am not saying that miracles will not happen. I believe Jesus is telling us, don't quit before the miracle happens. Now, you may have noticed this already, but in your bulletin, there should be a tiny little packet, and it contains this verse and a mustard seed. So I invite you to take that with you this morning. That is a gift for you. That mustard seed is a physical reminder of the promise Jesus makes to us. Have faith. If we have faith as the mustard seed, nothing will be impossible. The miracle that we are waiting for is coming. Don't quit before it happens.